Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Des Watkins, My Second Life, by Laurel Williams. This podcast is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Boston Scientific. Des Watkins tells us about how a drug trial and surgery gave him his second life, how losing his first wife to metastatic breast cancer impacted him, and the joy of finding love again. Desmond Watkins, 67, lives in Nkomas, KwaZulu-Natal, with his second wife, Bernice. He has two adult children from his first marriage. Des and Glynis, his first wife, were staying in Eswatini, formerly known as Swaziland, at the time when Des began experiencing terrible abdominal pain. He was treated for stomach ulcers, though the pain became so severe that he could no longer stand upright, so he was referred to a specialist. An ultrasound showed a large fist-sized mass in his abdomen. He was advised to immediately go to South Africa for a CT scan. Once in South Africa, the CT scan revealed the gastrointestinal stromal tumor, or GIST, which had encapsulated his stomach, pancreas, spleen, and part of the intestine and lung. Des decided to go and see Glynis's oncologist, as she had been diagnosed with breast cancer in 1997 at the age of 36 and was in remission. I was told it had been growing for many years at an expected rate of 1 centimeter per year. With no hope of removal, the oncologist managed to find a treatment, which at the time was an experimental drug called imatinib. However, the cost would have been 1,000 rand per tablet, and I needed to take one tablet per day. Financially, this wasn't doable, so thankfully, I was given the option to become a voluntary trial patient. This meant I would not bear the cost, Des explains. I took this wonder drug for about 6 months, and it did its job by shrinking the GIST enough to allow for the removal operation to take place. The surgery took place in 2004 in Durban, and Des sees this as giving him his second life. I'm eternally grateful to all those involved. My wife, doctors, specialists, employers, family, and friends. Des was advised to continue with the oral treatment therapy tablet for as long as possible as maintenance treatment, which he has done for 20 years now. The only side effect he has experienced is watery eyes. His follow-up schedule consists of full blood counts quarterly, an abdominal CT scan annually, and discussion with the oncologist to go through the scan. In 2021, the drug trial program was stopped, so Des changed to a generic, imatinib mesylate, which he continues to take daily. Glynis fought cancer for 12 years before sadly passing away in 2009 from metastatic breast cancer that spread to her spine and brain. She was in remission for 10 or so years, but in 2006, the cancer returned. We were both having treatment at the same time, but what made it easier for us was the fact that my treatment was in tablet form. These were, however, very difficult years for us, especially for my children. Unfortunately, during this period in 2007, Glynis's father passed away and her mother had a stroke. They were living in Scottborough at the time, so we brought her mother to Eswatini to take care of her. It was all downhill from there as they both became bedridden, and as I was working, I relied on the service of a live-in caretaker to take care of them during the day. Thankfully, we had many kind friends and volunteers, including medical doctors and healthcare clinic staff, so we managed. During this time, Des's children were at boarding school in South Africa and would spend weekends with them. Glynis's mother passed away in 2008, and Glynis a year later. This was an extremely trying time for both my children and I, losing Glynis at the young age of 48. With two teenagers, aged 14 and 16, life was not easy, even though we had prepared ourselves for the worst. I was absolutely lost after caretaking for many years. Then suddenly, nothing. I feel for my children who had to endure so much at such a young age, Des says candidly. The same year, 2009, Des met Bernice at a social gathering where they became friends. Since Bernice and her daughter lived in Johannesburg, it was a long-distance friendship to begin with. As time moved on and things got more serious between us, we became each other's biggest supporters, and our relationship strengthened, and with the blessing of family, Bernice moved to Eswatini to live with me, and we married in October 2012. Des adds, Bernice has been there for me every step of the way and is a wonderful person with a passion for healthy cooking and baking, among many other things. So I feel really blessed to be part of her life. We really are a tight team. When Des was diagnosed with GIST, he found support in family and close friends, and adds that, since he is a loner, joining a support group didn't interest him. When asked about how the diagnosis affected him emotionally, he responds, I believe that I may have been less affected emotionally, as throughout my life I was always putting other people first, especially Glynis, which may have eased my emotions. Though, I believe that all the obstacles in my life have helped strengthen me as a person. Des and Bernice moved back to South Africa in 2021 and are currently enjoying retirement, doing puzzles, word games, Sudoku, and the great outdoors like caravanning and camping. We exercise, mainly walking, and we do at least 4 to 5 kilometer walks 3 times a week. This is good for the body, mind, and soul, and through Bernice's cooking and baking skills, I'm well taken care of regarding diet. Through my 20 years as a GIST survivor, with the use of the oral targeted therapy drug, I have lived a very normal life. I believe in consuming 1.5 liters of water every morning when waking up, cleaning out my system, doing everything in moderation, and haven't cut anything out from my way of living. This episode was brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode are those of the contributor and are not the opinion or position of Boston Scientific.